Let's go to Pat Pagano in the Weather Center. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I said either we are too early or we're too late.
It's just one of those mornings, you know, where we get jabbering, and he's only on once a week now because there's not that much sports to talk about. So today we went overboard. Well, it doesn't matter because the weather's basically the same as it's been for the past week.
Well, it's the same it's been all winter long, to be honest with you. There's really nothing very encouraging right to next week. So windy and rainy today, 45 to 50. And it's not going to be raining all the time. But, you know, again, carry the umbrella if you're going out. Rain ends tonight, chilly mid-30s. For tomorrow, a decent day. Some sunshine from time to time, especially early on. Low 60s. Then we're back to periods of rain Sunday, 50 to 55. Showers Monday, mid-50s. We should break out to partly cloudy skies and in the 60s on Tuesday. But another weather system will come in the middle part of next week with more rain. And I think the National Weather Service changed their 6 to 10 day outlook to temperatures below normal for the Northeast, which is obviously what I'm kind of thinking. Right through the end of this month, which, of course, is next Thursday. So,
you know, we even had a little spitting snow to start yesterday.
We had snow down in the lower Hudson Valley. It snowed for a little while. Of course, didn't stick.
No.
I'm not so sure that you won't have a little snow next week in the forecast. A little. Not a lot. But that's the kind of weather pattern we're in right now. Very, very unsettled. And that's it. So we have a dilemma with our annual dance, which is scheduled at the lake for June 20th. Yep. The thinking was that we reschedule it for late September. There's only one problem. The catering hall will stop booking at the end of June. They're going under renovation for 6 months. So we cannot have this catering hall. All right, so that's problem number one. Problem number two, will the association back the dance if it is June 20th and the virus situation does not improve? Chances are they're going to say no to it because the insurance will not cover it.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a problem there. If we were to find another catering hall and book it for late September, then we're going to lose the band that we hired for June 20th because they are almost solidly booked right to the fall. They are just a good band. It's Jersey Sound, New Jersey Sound, an excellent band. So this problem's all over. I said to everyone yesterday, sit back and let's wait till mid-May. Let's appraise the situation in mid-May, and then we'll attack it. Let's not do a thing right now, because with the help of God, by the middle part of May, things could be dramatically improved.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because in Connecticut, they're going to wait till May 20th, and on May 20th, they will decide how they're going to start. They're going to make the decision of when and how they're going to start to reopen the state.
Right, right.
And most people now think that it'll be sometime in June that they'll slowly start to open up the state, but they're going to wait till May 20th to make those
decisions. To make that decision, yeah. I gave the analogy yesterday when someone talked about this because they were arguing about, you know, why aren't we reopening? I said, do you remember the motion picture, The Wizard of Oz? Remember when the house fell on the witch and Judy Garland comes out with Toto and she's looking all around. There's nobody around. And then all of a sudden she hears little laughter and the munchkins pop up out of the bushes. And whoever she is,
the good witch,
says, she starts singing, come out wherever you are. And the munchkins come out very slowly. That's what we have to do. We have to come out of our houses very slowly. We have to be cautious. We cannot do this all at once.
And what happened eventually? The Wicked Witch showed up.
Right. And then they all got scared again. Well, let's hope that the Wicked Witch, in this case, which is the virus, does not show up again. And let's hope that everybody is wrong about the fall and winter.
Well, I just want you to know, I want you to inject in your body Clorox and stuff like that, because the president recommends that we everything that's a germ killer inject in the body, and also find a way to get light inside your body, because light.
I heard that. Yeah, he wanted to know that too. Yeah. Yeah. How are we going to do that?
I have no idea, but it's just at this point, the things that he comes up with are just plain funny. You'd think they were written by a comedic team.
I think, ladies and gentlemen, it all has to do with his hair.
That's right. Hey, Pat, have a good weekend.
You too. See you Monday.
Take care. Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.